Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about anxiety, overstimulation, and high sensitivity. I have a listener question that came in, so I thought I would read that, and then we could talk a little bit about what this brought up, because there were some other emails that came in around the same time, and I really got thinking about the overstimulation and the high sensitivity that we get sometimes stuck in. So let me read our listener's question. Hi, Gina. I'm a cake decorator, and I deal with birthday cakes to wedding cakes. I struggle a lot with work anxiety and just waking up in a panic. Your podcasts are beyond helpful. Even though I don't feel better, I do, if that makes any sense. Yes, I totally get you. I still struggle every day with a negative mindset, just waking up with my glass already full and the need to just control everything. My big problem as of right now is I get overstimulated easily when I'm upset or anxious and can tend to freak out or lose it. I know I shouldn't act like that, but at the time I can't help it. I guess what I'm asking is, what can I do in those situations when I'm overstimulated? I've tried leaving the room, speaking up for myself, but both ways I tend to feel out of control. I appreciate your podcast so much. Thank you for sharing your tips because it really does feel lonely, but listening to someone who knows somewhat of what's going on in my head is comforting. Thank you again. Well, thank you, my listener, for sending that in because I totally get you and other people get you too because, like I said, other mail comes in with the same kind of overstimulation kind of set up here. And it brings up the thoughts to me of high sensitivity. Often we want to know what can we do in the situation when it comes up, because we think that there's something we can do right then to make it stop or go away. And what we're working on is to actually eliminate the overstimulation to begin with, and then there's less to worry about. Of course, there are things you can do, and I think you are already right on with trying to leave the room and speak up for yourself, but I know that you are still internally feeling that overstimulation. And again, that brings up high sensitivity for me. At those times, you are extremely sensitive. You are overstimulated, and then your sensitivity goes through the roof. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to be labeled as highly sensitive. I get it. You know, there's highly sensitive person kind of label, and we've done some episodes about that in the past, and people don't want to be labeled as that because they think it has a negative connotation, meaning that it's someone who's always getting hurt, their feelings are getting hurt, or they're always getting upset. And that's not exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about high sensitivity, being highly sensitive in a different way. It is just something that you have. So, like, what are some of the points that might include being a highly sensitive type of person or living with high sensitivity? You don't have to take it as a label. I don't like labels either, believe me. It's just a way for us to be able to communicate something that's going on. And so for high sensitivity, it could be becoming easily overwhelmed. This is what we're talking about with our baker, our cake decorator. She gets overstimulated easily when she is stressed. And so the highly sensitive person or high sensitivity comes, you are easily overwhelmed with a lot of different things. So I want our listener who wrote in and all of you who might have the same kind of feeling of getting overstimulated when you are anxious or upset. Also look at some things in your environment that could be overwhelming your system, such as bright lights or strong smells or loud music or just disruptive kind of music. Our nerves get rattled easily when we are in environments that are also raging our nervous system up, that is ramping our nervous system up. We have to pay attention to this. This is part of being mindful of where we are. So we learn to take care of ourselves, not by avoiding, but by understanding. Okay, I'm in this highly nerve-wracking environment. I am aware that my fuse might be a little short, and I need to take care of that. And we eliminate the things that we can, such as bright lights, if it's in your house or your office, something that you can take care of. Another thing that you can take care of is what you let in, such as television shows that you are watching, or YouTubes or Netflix or movies, avoiding those violent, disrupting, angry kinds of media. You don't have to let that in. And that actually goes for the news too. Now, I'm talking to our listener here because she's waking up already overloaded. She said her glass was already full. Yep, I get it. Your plate was full. You don't have a plate, you have a platter, and it's over full. I get it. And that has been already set up. That was the days and the week before. We can't just change this by doing something in the moment. We have to give ourselves space and time to let those fall away that got us there, and not be adding more stressful things to our lives that are just too much for somebody who is in high sensitivity. Now, the overstimulation could be happening because you're a highly sensitive person, or it could be happening because you are just a nervous wreck. You have been in anxiety too long. You're not sleeping well. You wake up already behind the eight ball. I get it. So just know that all of these things are playing a part, and each one builds on the other. So make it a priority to arrange your days in a way that can help you to avoid overwhelming situations. Now, I wonder if you can do that with your cake decorator job, because you said you struggle a lot with work anxiety and wake up in a panic. Are there things that you can do to arrange your day that helps you with this? Can you go to bed earlier? Can you de-stress before you go to bed? Because if you're not sleeping well because of, you know, not being relaxed enough and having a fitful night's sleep, that could be setting you up for a bad morning and then a bad day, correct? So we have to keep looking a step back. What did I do? What could I change? Not from the past, because you can't change what already happened, but what can I change so that my future mornings are more peaceful, that I wake up with more peace and calm? So if you are highly sensitive or in a high sensitivity state at the moment, watch the people that you are around, because you could be emotionally exhausted from absorbing other people's feelings. I know it sounds crazy, but I know those of you who have this kind of high sensitivity know what I'm talking about. You walk into a room and you know exactly what's going on. Somebody's feeling something because you are feeling it too. This is very real. And if you have to take care of yourself so that you do not become emotionally exhausted, perhaps our cake decorator is dealing with people that she is absorbing their feelings. She said she works from birthday cakes to wedding cakes. Well, I know that wedding people can be highly stressed at that very special time in their lives, and perhaps she is feeling some of their struggle. You can take care of yourself by eliminating what you can and making sure that you are getting the rest that you need. So that may mean going to bed earlier. It may mean meditating in the middle of your day to wipe the slate a little bit more clean so that you can get on with the rest of the day. You kind of have to set it up for yourself, and it may not be convenient for the people around you. That might just happen. That could just be the way it is. And that goes back to some of our earlier shows about people pleasing. Maybe you can't please the people in your life right now. Maybe you need to just take care of yourself. And so what is it? I wanted to make sure that I hit on what can she do in the situations when she's overstimulated. Yes, you can leave the room. You can take care of yourself. And again, by speaking up for yourself, you said you were doing that and you still feel out of control. Give yourself time to build those boundaries more. It doesn't happen overnight. We don't make a decision that, oh, I'm just going to do this and it will work. We have to do it over and over and over. So don't give up. And if you're feeling out of control, again, a lot of this is just the old, you've set it up the day and weeks before. You are on this track of overstimulation and high sensitivity, and it's not going to change overnight with one or two ways of responding, but it will over time if you continue to take care of yourself. So I wanted to talk about the kind of symptoms or the signs, the red flags of overstimulation. So as our listener who wrote in talked about, she is overstimulated. And it can show up in the way that you have an inability to ignore loud sounds, the strong smells that I talked about, and other sensory information. What happens when we get overstimulated is it's like everything became heightened and every little thing makes you jump, right? It's too much. You're already stimulated enough. And people with anxiety can really get there. You can get jittery. You can feel like just the wind blows the wrong way and you're nervous. It takes you out. There's just too much going on. It's a feeling of overwhelm, of agitation, irritability. We can relate to some of these things. It can be just the basic feeling of anxiety, that uncontrollable worry. Your OCD behaviors can start to rise up if you experience those. You can feel like restless, or you can get stuck in a negative thought cycle. This can all come about from being overstimulated. And extremely sensitive people who are overstimulated also can be uncomfortable with certain types of texture, right? Of clothing or textures of foods, etc. You can have difficulty sleeping, can have digestive distress, eye strain, heart palpitations, and lightheadedness. It sounds a lot like general anxiety because they go hand in hand. It's actually a big overlap. If this was a Venn diagram, you could see that overstimulation and anxiety, it's all like one in the same. We're feeling too much, can't take any more. And it makes us miserable. So what can we do? So what are some of the things that we can do? And you've heard me say a lot of these things before, but it's important. And I hope that our cake decorator, what a wonderful service she does for people. Those cakes can be so beautiful. What we need to do are things that are maybe not what we want to do. We need to limit our screen time. It's very important to get away from the screens. And I know it's not easy to do this because everything in the world right now is online. But the things you can change are scrolling. You don't need to be on Instagram just scrolling, or Facebook and just scrolling, or YouTube and just scrolling. But you have to remember that it feels relaxing in the moment. I know. You sit down, you got the phone, it's always there, you pick it up. Feels like, okay, I'm just doing this. But it is causing you to be overwhelmed. It is contributing to your overstimulation. It's important to remember this because it doesn't feel like that at the time. It's kind of like taking alcohol for anxiety. Sounds like a good idea at the time. Makes me feel, you know, a little less stressed. It takes me down a little bit. Yeah, it's knocking you out of your consciousness eventually, but it doesn't feel good in the morning and it doesn't actually serve you at all. So we have to pay attention. What feels good in the moment is not always the answer. So it's a good way to start limiting yourself to do that is to just have some boundaries yourself. Set some boundaries for yourself, like that you won't use it. I have some good ones for you. I say don't use the phone for 30 minutes to an hour before you go to bed, and don't use the phone for 30 minutes to an hour after you get up. That would be a beautiful break. It would be setting you up for a much better sleep, and it would be setting you up for a much better day to not have the phone before bed and when you first get up. I know it's hard, but you can do it, and you're worth it, believe me. You also want to be sure that you can have space in your life. So our listener talked about leaving a situation. So where do you go? What do you do? Let's all find a place in our lives that is a safe space for us, somewhere that's quiet. Nowadays, things are opening up again. Maybe you can go to a cafe. Maybe you can go to a library. The thing you can always go to, if you own a car, you can go to your car. I used to look at the car as my little pod. It's almost like a little peace pod. It can be your meditation pod. I have many a client who learned their meditation practice by practicing in their car or their truck on their lunch hour or before they went home. I had one gal who used to park at a lake and she would do her meditation before she went home. I had a gentleman who meditated in his truck every day at his lunch hour, starting with only a few minutes and working up to the entire lunch hour. So use your car as your little safe space if you can. That would be a great thing to retreat to if you can. Of course, weather is dependent. I have a group member right now who does like to use her car for her meditation on the way home, but it is really too cold right now to do that. So I totally understand. But maybe there's a bench at a park. Maybe there is a room in your home. I've had many clients who had a room that they just made for, like, nobody can bother me in here from this time to this time. You know, you have to really set a boundary. You can do it. It's important for you. On a much lighter note, you can make a playlist on Spotify or on your favorite podcast app of either podcasts or of music or audiobooks that you love. Have them set up and available for you so that you can find things that are not causing, sounds that are not causing you to be jarred or overstimulated, but something that can really be soothing to you. You are probably also going to have to set boundaries with others. Like, this is definitely what our listener needs to do, and ask for some space. You have to say, I need some space right now. Whatever the issue is, it maybe can't be dealt with right then. So if you live with other people, I know this is difficult and it can be challenging, but with support and with the help of the people around you, you can begin to make this boundary happen. It will be important to them if it's important to you. And let them know that you're not available to talk when you go into this safe space that you have created, whether, and have a term that you use. I'm going to the peace pod, or I'm sitting in the meditation corner. Like, I just need to be alone for a few minutes. Now, depending who you live with, that can be hard for others to accept, but it's worth working on. And it may be hard in the beginning, but I think that it will help you. And the final thing I have for you around this is to practice your mindfulness. Being in overstimulation, being in a highly sensitive state, can be so helped with mindfulness because we can bring ourselves out of that state into the mindful moment. just this moment, when we can bring ourselves back there, we can see that everything else can pale in that moment. Of course, we still have to get back to everything, but we can regroup and we can feel that, okay, this I can handle what is right here in front of me, right in this moment. So I really hope that you will practice your mindfulness and keep bringing yourself back to the present moment, because this is where all your power is. And this is where you can take a breath, and maybe two if you get enough space, and begin to regroup and be able to go back out into the world again. But the more you practice your mindfulness in your meditation, in a planned session, the easier it will be for you to be able to pull it up like our cake decorator needs to do in the moment. It's hard to practice it and learn it when things are out of control, when you feel overstimulated and you feel overwhelmed. So practice your mindfulness meditation, and then you will be able to just relax into it for just a few moments when you need it the most. And now for today's quote. There is nothing wrong with you if there are times when you get weighed down by the heaviness of the suffering in the world. And that is from Rachel Sampson. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.